Okay, we'll go ahead and get started for training school. We're at Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 still. We stuck around verse 6, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll start at verse 6, and then we'll review just a little bit new and start at verse 6. Let's pray. Father, y'all, we glorify you and we bless you as always. We just count it a privilege, as always, to be in your presence. We seek for our wisdom and understanding. We just ask you to lead and guide us in all truth. We bless you in the name of Yahushua. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, we'll just start at verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by faith. The elders obtain a good report," and we'll start looking at things in reference to the examples of these elders. And so it says, "For by it," verse 2, "the elders obtain a good report." I want to deal with the word report. Good report. It means to be a witness. So by faith, they obtained they were witnesses, okay? They bear record of things. They were witnesses, bear record of it, evidence of it. So when you see a good report, that's what it means, okay? They bear record of things by faith, okay? It is that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You go to Genesis chapter 1, and you can see this is referring to Yah. Yah in the beginning, as He created all things. Okay. I want to do something right quick because I know it's just dropped in my heart. I want to look up the word world, but I want to look at it from a new I'm going to just look at it from Luke 21, verse 15. It's just something that I want to do here. As we look at the word world, it's cosmos, okay? Cosmos, okay, which is the world. So it's cosmos. Now I want to go back and I want to look at the word world. So when we look at the word world, it gives a different, it says world, but it says aeon, and it says an age. Okay, I'm going to look at it a little bit further because I just want to make sure I understand this word. It says an age, by extension, perpetuity. By implication, the world. So when you look at the word world, thank you, that's why you led me to do it. And I'll put it up again just so that you can see it here, so that we'll understand the scriptures. Was it John 21 that I looked at? I can look at it here. And I'll show you here. We have to be very, very careful. Y'all just start dealing with me as I looked at the word. Ah. I know it was John 21, so I want to go back to it. Yeah, John 21:25. Show you this so that we can be able to understand. As you see, John chapter 21 is to John chapter 21 verse 25 is the left hand of the screen. Now, when we look at verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 11 to the right of the screen, and again, I'm going to hit it to define the words. As we see here in John 21, it says, and there are also, I'll just read the first, and then I'll open the definitions up. It says, and there are also many other things which Yehoshua did, in which if it should have had, should be written, everyone, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that should be written therein. So when you look at the world in this passage, it means cosmos, okay? So you look at the word cosmos, it means arrangement, orderly arrangement, for the world, okay, the inhabitants thereof, the adorning. So when you look at the world from this perspective in John 21, verse 25, it is talking about the orderly arrangement that Yah, that the orderly arrangements that we see as far as the world is concerned, okay? It has different things like that. Now, when you look at it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it says worlds plural, but it says ion, I think I'm saying it correctly, aeon. It's A-E-A-H-E, so it's aeon. And so, aeon, so it says the world was framed. You look at aeon, it means an age. So when you look at world, because a person thinks that this system that Yah created has a bunch of planets on it, and so you will get a person that will say, well, see, that shows that Yah created more than just the earth. You know, you got Saturn and Jupiter and all these different things like this here from the perspective of world. So they look at the word plural without going in and defining that word to make sure that we understand where it is, what it really means. We have John 21 here is talking about the cosmos. And then you have 11 and 3 that we're talking about a perpetual perspective that deals with ages. Okay, we live in a world in a cosmos. The inhabitants thereof, I'm gonna go back to the definition again to the left, and all the arrangements. So we look at the world. Yah so loved the world. Okay, his arrangement, when it says included its inhabitants, so you're looking at everything that he created, okay? And then as you start to find these words a little bit more and run references from them, you can see some other things associated with it. And so you look at cosmos in Matthew 4, verse 8, for example, when you see Christ being dealt with by Satan himself. And so I just want to show you these different things so that when I really point out these things, you will understand it. So we're looking at cosmos here to show a reference to the same meaning as far as world is concerned. Then it says the kingdom of the world. Okay? So that kingdom of the world, so you look at again as it shows you, you, when you talk about the world, you could be talking about nations, kingdoms, these things. So when it says Yah so loved the world, that's what he's referring to. The orderly arrangement of things, okay? The world. It can be a wide or narrow sense that you're looking at the inhabitants thereof. So it says Yah so loved the world, it could be talking about the inhabitants, his whole orderly arrangement. But when you look at it here again, and if you have something else, just go ahead. But when you look at it again from a perspective of Hebrews chapter 11, when it says world plural, it's talking about ages, perpetual ages, okay? So we have to understand the difference. But when it's saying world plural, it's not saying there's a whole bunch of planets out there. That's what I'm getting my point across in verse 3. So when you see it and it says worlds, it's not necessarily saying the same thing as we see in John 21, verse 25. Okay, John 21, verse 25. As we see here, where it says, suppose that even the world itself could not contain, it's not the same meaning. So that's why it has a plural there in verse 3 of Hebrews 11, to show us that these worlds here are time frames. They're periods of time and different things like that. So we don't want to get it twisted, so to speak, and think this is the one and the same world, single as John 21, verse 25. Okay? And so I wanted to point that out. So we reread world in verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 11. It's not telling us that God created a whole bunch of planets. Like Earth itself, or like this world that we live in. You know, people look at that and say, well, see, the scripture says world. Yeah, but we got to understand what the scripture really means when it says world in these passages. So it's the best way to understand it. So when we read verse 3, it says, through faith, Hebrews 11, verse 3, through faith we understand that the ages, okay, that the ages were framed by the word of Yah. The perpetual ages, when you deal with the past, the future, these are called worlds. Okay? There was a world when Adam was here on earth. There was a world when our father Abraham was here on earth. There's a world that we live in now. There's a world that we live in tomorrow. There's a world that we live in the future. So when you look at all these together, they are classified as worlds. Okay? Not saying that we go live on the moon, because that's a world. But he created that. No, it is talking about past, present, and future. When you look at them all together, these were framed, or Yah laid these things out, being that time doesn't consume him. Time doesn't consume him. He consumes time. He operates outside of it. So when you look at it, everything was framed. The world was framed by him. Yah is in full control. Okay? You have anything else? Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. Spirit came up on me. You know, I wasn't even paying attention that the Spirit came up on me to deal with that. Go ahead.
I have one comment, right? So that by implication being, I think that even the scripture talks about somewhere where he started at the end and worked his way back to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And so when it looks, when you look at it from that perspective, it's like all of the things that we're doing, that's stuff that he already framed.
Right. He already framed those worlds. So the scripture that you reference is, it's Isaiah 46, verse 10. And so I'll pull it up. Isaiah 46, verse 10. I'll go to verse 8. Let me see if verse 8 is the place to start. Yeah, I saw that verse 9. Isaiah 46, verse 9, in reference to what you just said, Elvin, it says, remember the former things of old, for I am Yah. When you see am, that should be there for I, Yah, that's what he's saying. And none else. There is not there. It's italicized. Whenever you see a scripture, a word that's italicized, you can take that out. I am is italicized, so that means that it's not in the original writing. So it says, remember the former things of old, for I, Yah, and none else. I, Yah. Okay? And none like me. Not so dirty, and none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. World. That's what Elder was talking about. When he says declaring the end from the beginning, Yah is able to declare the end of all things. When he created all things, he declared the end from when he created all things.
So that's the framing of the world. Even
that's the framing.
We live in different ages.
Yeah.
According to what we understand, we're not in Moses' age.
Exactly.
But all those things he framed from the very beginning.
Exactly. So we can actually say it and be correct. When we look at the worlds here, and I'm gonna pull up Hebrews 11 again. I'm gonna just pull up a third Bible. And so when we look at Hebrews 11, verse 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah. Well, I got to do this too, y'all, because I want us to see all of it. Okay, so we go to Genesis. And we're going to look at each prophet, so I got four powers up now. So I'm going to start at Hebrews 11, verse 3, that's at the bottom left of the screen. It says, through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of Yah. Now, you look at it in Genesis 1, it's the confirmation now. In Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, Yah created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Yah moved upon the face of the water. And verse 3, and Yah said. So that confirms verse 3. The world was framed as Yah said these things. That's why if you look at verse 3, he said it. And then you see verse 4, he saw it. And he called it. Then verse 6, Genesis 1, verse 6, and Yah said. And when he said it, and Yah made from what he said, okay? As you're seeing it, he's saying, verse 9, and Yah said. So when you look at the bottom now, Hebrews 11, verse 3, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of Yah. He said it, it became. Now, Elder now confirms it. When you look at Isaiah 46 now, it says now, verse 9, remember the former things of old. What former things of old? Genesis 1. These are the former things of old. Okay? Remember the former things of old, for I, Yah, and none else. I, Yah. I is italicized too. That's going to read again. It says, remember the former things of old, for I, Yah, and none else. Yah, and none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. So when you go to Genesis chapter 1, at the top of the screen, to the left of the screen. When you go to Genesis chapter 1 and reread all of Genesis chapter 1, he says, as Elder pointed out, I declare it all in all the worlds from the beginning to the end. From the beginning, or I'll just read it here. Okay, verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning. Yah said, when I created everything in Genesis, I spoke it all from to the end. All the world was formed. Go ahead.
I mean, even when you look at when he said what he said to the east, that the serpent will bruise your heel and you will crush his head, right? All those things are declaring things that are already going to happen all the way to the end.
All of them.
From at the very beginning.
All of them. So that's how we understand stuff. Now, what are we talking about? Now, we're talking about faith. So when we now start approaching the elders' report, we understand that just like y'all, when y'all promised them something, they saw the end from exactly what he said. So now when you look at verse 1, now faith is the substance of faith, hope for, the evidence of faith not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. When Yah said it, because everything is formed by what he said. So when Yah said, you're going to have a child. Abraham believed. He didn't need to see no end result. Because when Yah speaks, he declared the end from the beginning. So because we have or the elders that we're going to read about, because their faith was so much in the source, Yah, when he said it, it was done. The end. That's how it leads. That's how we all have to lead. When Yah speaks it to us, it is finished. The world were framed from the point. I'm glad you brought that scripture, Bill. The world were framed from the end from the beginning. So when Yah speaks unto you, it's a done deal. Finished. I ain't got to see nothing from that point on. Matter of fact, I don't have to ever see it. It still won't come to pass. That means it goes, when Yah speaks something, it goes clean beyond me, even beyond my life. I'm going to trust Yah to the very end. I will die in faith, believing what everything he said to me. I don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. This is what true faith is manifest. See, you get these false doctrines that teach you that you always got to see something. You always got to see the end result to be walking by faith. No. When you walk by faith, you're like, I don't care. Y'all said it's going to come to pass because he said it. I can be dead and gone. He said it to me, it shall come to pass. Exactly like he said. So my life is not the boundary by which my faith now can be judged. Because I can be here and gone. And everything that y'all said to me can still come to pass. I'm just framing how we should look at faith when we look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. Okay? So, you had anything else there? So, when we look at Isaiah 46, verse 10, it says, declaring, it's at the right hand top of the screen, it says, declaring the end from the beginning. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times. What ancient times? Ancient world. So you look at ancient times, that's world of Hebrews 11, verse 3. Because worlds are time frames. There are dispensations. There are time frames. I don't live in Abraham's world. I live in this world. But it's a world. Abraham lived in a world. It was planet Earth, but it was a world. It was a time frame. Malcolm X lived in a time frame. He lived in a world. His world has passed. He's gone. We live in a world. And God said, I declare it all. From the beginning. When I spoke it all. It's finished. You count on it. Why it says, y'all's promises are yes. I agree. It's going to happen. They are yes and amen. So be it. Whenever he speak it, it's going to be exactly how he spoke it. And I don't care how it looks from that point on. There are things that y'all have said to me. I can care less how it looks from that point on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by that, the elders obtained good report, because when they understood they understood their creator. And they knew and understood that when the Creator spoke things, they came to pass. So anything they heard from Yah, they believed it. They were fully persuaded that it was going to be exactly the way that you said. Okay? So now, Isaiah 46, verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Yah said, look at the word counsel now. Look at the word counsel. The word counsel means plan. It means advice. Purpose. Y'all say, oh, it's going to stand. Did I say it to you? It's going to stand. Can nobody change it? It's going to stand. That's why he says, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I will do everything that is pleasing to me. Calling a reverence bird from the east to man, execute. That's something that deals with something else. But I'm just showing you how he do things. So I'm going to read it. They call a reverence bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a foreign country. Yeah, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Y'all said, it don't matter. I can have a bird flying from the east to eat something in the middle of the road. Whatever I decree is going to be exactly the way I say it's going to be. to the minutest detail. That's what we live for. So when he says something to you, when he promised something to you, it is yes, it ain't bad, it's going to be exactly like you said, so y'all, and from that point on, I'm not trying to figure it out, I just know he's going to do exactly what he said. Yes and amen. Okay? Now, there are certain instructions that he gives us based upon us understanding this principle now. So when we get back to verse 3, it says, through faith, Hebrews 11, verse 3 now, through faith we understand that the world, we understand the world, all down, right? Plan, time frame. We understand that the time, the world, Adam's world, Abraham's world, the world we live in today, the world tomorrow, we understand it all was framed by the word of God.
Kind of like generations.
Generations, amen. Generations and generations, these are worlds, okay? My grandmother, grandfather, that was a time frame it was their time frame, their generation, their world. I lived in a part of that world. I'm living in this one now. When you reminisce about those past experiences or stuff like that, those were worlds that we were living in. We were living in that world. You're in a different world now. Okay? Don't get caught up in that world. You're in a different world now. Live in the world you're in today. So some people can't celebrate life today because they're too busy trying to live in the world from yesterday. Are too busy trying to live for the world tomorrow. Live it one day at a time. Okay? Enjoy this world. You know, that's why I have so much fun. I enjoy each day. You know, we need to make an effort to do so. Verse 3 again, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, now, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, being testifying of his gift. Cain could have offered something not worthy of excellence, but he understood the importance of when you brought things from a pure heart perspective. When you operated in righteousness, there were certain things that he understood from the world that he was in, that when we as mankind do things righteous, Yah always blesses that righteousness that we operate in. Well, I said in verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness. When you look at that witness, it deals with it. It deals with it. What was the other word that we had looked at earlier? Good report. Good report. That good report is a witness. Verse 2. Okay, so when you look at it, we could put. Let me just click on it just to make sure. When it says witness, see if it's the same thing. See the definition here? Yeah, it's material. So good report and witness is one and the same. Here, verse 2, witness. Verse 4, you could say good report. So as we look at this here, verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good witness. They were good witnesses. Well, you can look at verse 4. It says, by faith Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a good report, that he was righteous. Good report and witness is one and the same. One and the same meaning. Yah testifying of his gift. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. Okay? Yet speaketh the time frame world. Even though he died at that particular time,
his faith was still manifesting the witness that Yah was faithful that Yah was faithful in the offering that he had made concerning him. Even to the point that where, even though he was dead, his blood cried out from the ground from a perspective of righteousness. Okay. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. When you look at the word translated, he was caught up. He was taken to heaven. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because Yah had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, witness, to see if his witness. Same thing, witness. This is the definition, M-A-R, okay, material, so testimony, witness, and good report is one and the same. Notice, all of them are having a witness. What are they witnessing? It's some Yah is saying, because we understand the world was framed by Yah. So there are certain things that they looked at and they understood from something that Yah had said, and they stood on it, and from that they became a witness to the point to where Yah is like, okay, you are such a good witness, I'm gonna just translate you. I'm gonna catch you up and bring you here. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because Yah had translated him. Colon, why? Why did Yah translate him? For before his translation, he had this witness that he pleased Yah. Please, Yah. Okay. Verse 5, verse 6, now we understand now. But without faith, it's impossible to please Yah. Why? Because Yah has already declared everything. And if we don't put our faith in that, y'all say, ain't nothing I can do for you. Your faith has to be, our faith has to be in what Yah has declared. And Yah is like, if your faith is not in what I say, can't do nothing right. I can say it my way, but here's how he said it. But without faith, it is impossible. What does impossible mean? Let's look at it. Huh? Can't be done. Let's just look at the word impossible, just for the sake of it. When you look at the word impossible, it means, as you said, could not do. From a perspective of when you look at a word, it's just impotent. Yah says, there's nothing going to produce from that. If you don't have faith, nothing produces. Y'all not able to produce anything for you. I'm unable. Can't be done. That's why it's so important, because it's the very foundation by which Yah has manifested everything that he's done. Y'all said, you just got to believe what I'm saying. Were you there with me, Job, when I created the heaven and the earth? Were you there with me, Job, in Genesis chapter 1? And after y'all got some dinner with Job, Job said, let me hold my mouth, because I have realized I have been beside myself, thinking I had the nerve enough to challenge the Most High God in reference to me being innocent about the things that's been going on. Okay? Without faith, verse 6, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yah must believe. That's faith again. We must believe. We must put our trust in him. We must rely on him. Look at the word believe here. The word believe here, the word believe here is a variation of faith here. Okay, it means to have faith. Because you go up here and look at verse 1, it's P-I-S-T-I-S. Okay, pistis. Please, how you pronounce it. Pistis, but you look at verse 6, believe, it's pistis. Okay. Pistis. That's what it really says when you look at fail. So it's a variation of it. So the word believe means to have faith. Okay? Faith is a reliance on Yah, complete trust in Yah. Moral conviction, trust in Yah. Truth itself, the assurance, belief. So those words tie in together, belief and faith. Okay? And so he says now, if you Yah said, if you come to me, you gotta have faith. You gotta be willing to come to me, and when I speak, you gotta be willing to say, oh yeah, it's done. You're gonna do exactly what he said. If not, why are you coming? It's amazing how many people go to Yah and know what he said, and then after there are issues that rise, they be like, oh, shoot, maybe he didn't say it. Yah said, no, if I said it to you, from that point on, all I need for you to do is say, anytime you get, Yah said, all I need for you to do is when you get a little bit scared, just go to Hebrews 11, look at the witnesses, and then go to Genesis chapter 1 and know that what I said, everything came to pass. Did I say it to you? Guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to come to pass exactly like I said it. If you don't believe that, y'all say, go sit down somewhere. You're impotent. You're impotent. I can't produce anything with you. Okay? And that's why a lot of times, or the scripture says this, Yah said, if you're not faithful, he said, I yet abide faithful. I can't deny myself. So there are some things about you that Yah will even go beyond your mindset. There are some things Yah just will do because he's keeping faithfulness to himself. Yah said, I got faith. Boy, you just hang on. But right. But I'm just showing you how things operate from a perspective of faith. Okay? There are some things that Yah laid out. And he's saying it's going to come to pass if I frame it from the beginning. I frame the end from the beginning, so it's going to be exactly what. Okay. But he lets us know what happens from a perspective of faith. He said, if we don't trust him, he said, it's impossible. I don't reward you because you have to understand that there are certain things that we go to Yah and we make a request known. Some things, we make a request known, but at the same time we'll find out most of these stood in faith based upon things Yah had promised to them. So I don't want to leave the true perspective of faith. There are things that I go to Yah about, but then I'm going to come back and fix it. There are things that I go to Yah about at times, and I make a request known, but then when it's all said and done, I realize he had already promised it in the first place. I just came to the revelation of that. That's why I came up in my heart to ask, because he's already promised it anyhow. Remember, he's already finished. And so we get on the same page with Yah, we'll start realizing that things we desire, what he already wants for us in the first place. Especially when it's from the perspective of righteousness. Okay? He lets us know you ask and have not because you have amiss. Amiss means wrong reason. There are things that doesn't happen because we ask for the wrong reason. What wrong reason could that be? Yah said, that one in the end plan. Long, you wanted to play professional football, but that wasn't in the end plan. That wasn't my plan for you. So yeah, you had all these skills, but that wasn't my end plan for you. That's why you didn't play. It wasn't that you was there. You went through all the processes. It wasn't that you wasn't good enough, because that wasn't my plan for you. You asked for this. You asked for the wrong reason. You wanted to consume some things upon your own self. Okay. Now, we look at verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yah, he as is all of them, that cometh to Yah must believe, must have faith in him. Must believe that he is. First of all, believe that Yah is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's going to reward us. Now, we have to understand the perspective of the reward, because we're going to read some things that's going to point out promises. Yah is communicating with us. We have to stay within the vein, because we don't have to say, okay, he's the reward of those that of them that diligently seek him. That means I go to him and ask for whatever I want, candy, cookies, and donuts, and all this kind of stuff. And he's going to reward me. That's religious doctrine. When we operate in maturity, we realize that, okay, what I'm diligently seeking him for is what he has decreed. From the beginning. That's what I diligently seek. I'm always looking for the end result of what he promised. He said it. I'm constantly looking for the end result of what he promised. There are times I go up to our project and I walk around on the inside of it, and I'm seeing the end result of what he said. I walk through, I see it finished, because I don't see it the way that it is right now. We're still in the renovation stages. I don't see it that way. I walk in, I see the end result. God's going to do exactly what he said. Okay? And I'm so confident about it to the point I don't even have to see it. If he wanted to take me and I die and go on, just for the sake of conversation, but if he wanted to take me and I die and go on, then guess what? It is going to be finished. It's going to be exactly the way I thought. If I could come back, I'd come back and say, that's exactly what I thought in my mind, y'all. Verse 7, by faith, Noah. So verse 6 again, when we diligently seek, I diligently seek him. Use myself for an example. I diligently seek him from a perspective of, I know what he said. When I walk around in there, I'm seeing everything he said. That's the diligently seeking him for the end result of what he has already decreed. That's faith. Faith don't go go grab a doorknob on a car or a house and say, this is mine. And then we get it, and all this crazy stuff is going on. We stand up and get a testimony, and then later on, it's all man. It used to be a man, now it's all man. No, faith is going and putting our hand on the door handle of the car or the doorknob of the house because God has promised. Now, I don't just walk about faith. I'm going to go and just lay my hand on that door. God ain't saying nothing. He ain't promised nothing. I'm just going to lay my hand on that door, and I'm just going to believe God that this is my house. So I don't go moving there, and then in the 20 years, you still talk like that's my house. Why? Because Yah did not speak it like he did in Genesis chapter 1. He brings the past what he said. Now, verse 7, by faith, Noah being warned of Yah of the things not yet, things not seen as yet. He didn't know about the rain. It didn't rain during Noah's day. But when Yah said, boy, build an ark because it's going to rain, Noah said, let's get the building. Folks laughed at it. We go there and look at it. Folks laughing at it. Every time he was hammer nails in halfway, he was putting that stuff together, they were laughing at it. You know, I didn't have them back in. They pitched it and did certain things. You know, they laughing at it. Bro, what you been in this big old boat for? No, it's going to rain. They buzz out laughing. Why ain't nobody seeing nobody? It's rain. Nobody. You didn't tell me something's going to come down out of heaven. It's going to be water and it's going to wet the whole world. And we're, yeah, this man out of his mind. No, built that ark. Never having seen rain. But when Yah said it, Noah started moving and building that ark because he judged Yah faithful who said it. That's faith. I like to say this, what my parents always say, you know, what most people think is faith. It's not faith at all, but it's high expectation off the wrong information. We understand what the wrong information is now. Y'all hadn't said it. If y'all hadn't said it, it is wrong information. Don't put your faith in wrong information. Right information is when we know y'all have decreed. Because he's obligated to bring the past, see? Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, reverence. He moved. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. When you look at the world, it's different. I think this is going to say cosmos. Cosmos. So it let us know it's not talking about worlds as in different time frames. It's talking about the actual cosmos. Okay? So when you look at Noah move, and by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So how do we know we are righteousness now? Y'all said we are righteous because we believe in the Son. How do we become it? Y'all said it. That's all the results I need now. So it don't go by how I feel. You know what I'm saying? It don't go by how I feel. I don't feel like I'm right before y'all. Ain't nobody concerned about your feelings. Do you believe it? Okay. Now, verse 8 said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, when God gave him the promised land, Abram, Genesis 12. Abram, get away from your family. Get away from your kindred. Get out of your father's house. Unto the land that I'll show you. Abraham then said, show me first. Show me first and then I'll go. That's not faith. Y'all told him he was going to do it. Our father didn't need to see from that point on. When y'all tell you something, you don't need to see. It's not faith when you got to see. Let me see the way. Then I'll make. Let me see these things. No, when y'all said, you go like our father Abraham, not even knowing which direction you going. When y'all tell me to move, I move. I'm not trying to figure out the end result. I move when he said move. Move, Lord, I move. Jump, Lord, I jump. I don't care. Jump off the highest building, Lord. Lord, it's been a jump. I'm not concerned about what the bottom contains. All I know is I leap out by faith, knowing that Yah has said leap, and I'm not concerned about the end result from that point on. I may be the first person who can fly without some form of assistance in history, but I never find that out if I don't leap. Because y'all said it. I'm telling you how men do great things. Those who operate by sight are limited to the perception by which they see. Say it again. Those who operate by sight, the physical, the senses, are limited by the perception that they see. Simply speaking, you only going to go as far as you can see. That ain't too far around the street. My eyes get blurry before I get out the yard pretty good. I can't step out on my front porch and look and see what the neighbors address fields from across the street, because my eyesight kind of gets blurry. You know, age catching up a little bit, so I don't quite see as far or as good as I used to. So why would I use that perception to determine how I'm going to walk this life? I need to be able to move by faith beyond what I physically can see. I'm gonna said.
Yeah, I heard.
You know, I'm just speaking some things. So I'm going to say as we speak. We can all take a look at our lives. And if we're not too far down the road, that's because our perception has been based upon how we see things in the physical realm before we move. And Yah has these witnesses here as an example to show us that they didn't move that way. All of them moved not even seeing anything. They heard. Learn how to see with your ears. Learn how to see with your, what I mean by ear, hear. He that has an ear, let him hear. Learn how to see or perceive with your understanding. I don't perceive with my physical sight. I perceive with my understanding. Y'all speak, I understand, I move. Y'all speak, you understand, you move. That's faith. That's faith. Okay. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, after. It was the way it was made before he went. He didn't know. The scripture said he obeyed and went out not knowing where he went. Y'all said, boy, I got a place prepared for you. For you and your family, you're going to inherit it. It's going to be the promised thing. So it's just the 12 reasons. I got a place for you. Get thee out of your country. It's a place that I'm going to tell you, Abraham, okay? Went out not even knowing where he was going. Can you imagine his family? I'm just pretending. Can you imagine? Y'all said something. Y'all said, no, that's not pretending, because this is what happened. Can you imagine going out and your family saying, where are we going? And Abraham saying, I don't know. We just going. Well, where are we going? Y'all said it. Okay. What did Isaac say? Father, you said we were going. You said we were going, and y'all was going to provide us a lamb. He said, Father, I see the wood. I see the altar. But I don't see no lamb. He didn't know he was the one to get put up there. I don't see no lamb. Abraham was so positive and so in control. He said, y'all gonna provide for that. I'm just doing. He told me to offer you up as a sacrifice, and I'm gonna do what he says do. Can you imagine the boy had to be obedient to let him tie him down to an altar with a knife and getting ready to sacrifice him? All because Yah said, I want you to give me your only son. Give him to me. Give him your life. Abraham holds the knife up. Yah said, now I know. Boy, I know you'll put your trust in me, even to the point where you will kill your own child, being that he's the only child that you have concerning all of these descendants that will come from him. When I told you to look up and see the star, and you can't know the star, that's what your seed is going to be. So all these worlds of Abraham's seed, even down to us today, have come from when our father looked up and saw those stars, and yet he was going to kill the only child that was going to bring that about. The scripture says this, says that he was willing to kill Isaac because he knew, in other words, he had faith that Yah would raise him from the dead. Well, that's the faith. To the point where he said, you said, Yah, that my seed is going to come from this boy. I know I can kill him. If I kill him, you're going to raise him up from the dead because you said it. You said all my descendants are going to come from this boy. Shoot, Yah, put him on his stab. I stick him 20 times so he ain't breathing no more because I know you're going to wake him back up because I remember what you promised me. But that's the faith, therefore. How many here are so confident in what Yah had said to the point that you willing to do whatever it takes in order for it to manifest concerning what he said? I'm a witness. I have that report. And I encourage all of us to have that report. Be a witness. Be someone who is of a good report about the things of Yah. By faith. Verse 5. Verse 9. And then I'm going to go ahead and close after verse 9. We only covered really three verses, but we covered a lot of this way. Verse 9 says, by faith he, Abraham, by faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with whom of the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is Yah. That boy had so much faith, he was like, I don't care what it looks like. He out there in the desert or in the woods, however you want to call it, living in a tent, but saying, I'm going to own it all. No matter what it looks like. Right now we got an empty shell for our project. Sometimes I go in there, sometimes I go up there and I pick up paper, or I go up there and I'll sleep around just like it's occupied. Pete, what you in there sleeping? I'm just a little leaves came in. Some little leaves blew in from, you know, some little openings that we have in there so the building can breathe and stuff like that. Through leaves got in there, so I'm in there sleeping. Why would he sleep a vacant building? Because I believe what he promised. You mean tell me the pastor go up there and pick up paper? Yeah, because I believe what he promised. I'm picking up paper and I'm dreaming about what he promised. That's faith. All right, any questions or comments? We good? All right. And my prayer is that from this lesson at this point, we're having a more clearer understanding of what faith is. It's not all this foolishness these preachers have been coming up with. It is when God said it. He framed the world with it. Man, I'd rather depend on something that has framed worlds than to go try to put my trust in a doorknob that I'm thinking he done said come about. Everything that I have personally and everything that we have possession of as a, every asset we have possession of as a ministry, I was told to go there. There's nothing that we have that I wasn't informed to go get first. Everything you see me have, every asset, every possession that I have, I was told what to do. Now there is faith. Now we understand faith. Okay? All right. Father, y'all, we bless your name on today, and we just thank you for a wonderful lesson that has encouraged us what faith really is. Y'all, we know that the world was framed by your word that was spoken over all things. And we look for you to speak to us and lead us through your word and also by your spirit. And we just bless you for that. In the name of your Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.